This is Dorothy Livesey. Behind all poetry is song, what Ezra Pound called melopoeia, melody. And sometimes it's very hard to write a poem without hearing in your mind the music behind it. I do not know how it is with other poets, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm always hearing this other beat behind the ordinary spoken language, and I'm always hearing the melody. Perhaps this consciousness developed in me quite early, because, of course, we had no radio or television in those pre-World War I days, but we did have a piano. While my mother played nursery rhymes or songs like Little Brown Jug, my sister and I sang the words. During and after the war, Ukrainian immigrant girls came successively to Winnipeg. They lived with us and acted as mother's help until they knew enough English to get a better job. And they sang rollicking or melancholy ballads in Ukrainian, songs which so interested my mother that she began strumming them on the piano and asking for their story. Soon she was learning to read Ukrainian herself so as to translate the folk songs into English. And thus it was that as a small child I felt words as being linked with music. In my mind, a poem was a tune, and I began to make up tunes before I found the words for them. Always I loved to hear poems read aloud, but soon became independent of my mother's voice, and I'd take Robert Louis Stevenson's A Child's Garden of Verses, or perhaps some Irish ballads, and say them over to myself. By the time I was 10, I was trying to write a few such verses myself. By the time I was 13, they began to flow easily and freely, so that a day wasn't a day unless I found a song in it. Here's one like that, written at that time, or when I was in my teens. Such silence. Some silence that is with beauty swept all clean. Some silence that is by summer kept, by summer kept all green. Give me such silence in a little wood, where grass and quiet sun shall make no sound where I have run, nor where my feet have stood. At that young time, it never worried me that I could not sing beautifully nor keep my voice true. When alone in the garden or the woods, I just let go and sang. In the same way, I accompanied myself in a dance, my body moving and swinging as I sang. In the teens, however, my real problems began to come to the fore. To dance, the most primitive creative expression. But what happens if you're born clumsy? I wrote about that much later in the poem Ballad of Me. It begins this way. Misbegotten, born clumsy, bursting feet first, then topsy-turvy, falling downstairs. The fear of, joy of, falling. Butterfingers, father called it. Throwing the balls, which catch as catch can, I couldn't. Was it the eye's fault, seeing the tennis net in two places? The ball flying, falling, space-time team-up? What happened was, the world, chuckling sideways, tossed me off, left me wildly treading air to catch up. When I was a child in wartime Winnipeg, there were no ballet classes and no one had heard of modern dance, a style that might well have suited my temperament. But in winter, when the wind waged its battles round the frame house, I trembled, and outside I whirled with the snowflakes. Perhaps it was the memory of that kind of a beginning that made me later write the poem called Signature. It's about being born in Winnipeg. It's also about my roots and my family name, Livesey, which has been recorded on an old tombstone in England. And this is the way the tombstone describes how the name should be. Livesey the name God then gave, and now lives, aye, indeed they have. The poem then follows, Signature. Born by a whim, this time on a blowing plain, I am as wind playing high sky with a name, Winnipeg. So prairie gave breath, child head anemone raised from the winter grass, pushing the mauve-veined cup upward to world all sky, peopled with cloud. Ages before, these violet veins fingered their mauve through England's green. These crocus eyes glowed in stone on a poplar row sturdy with Normandy, or a seawall, war's peephole. And longer than summers of conquering blood were my feet running in a Roman wood, and my hair bound in a vestal hood. Stretched on the solitary sand of Egypt, I lay asunder, till the lover came, the flowering night shaped me a name, and the earth shook under. Now, when I waken here, earthbound, strapped to the sound of a Winnipeg wind, I dream of the next step on into time, casting off skin, bones, veins, and eyes, flower without root, dancer without feet, gone in a cone of spiral air, and I only wind, sucked to the sun's fire. The prairie gave breath. I grew and died. Alive on this air, these lives abide.